to infinity and beyond!
Remain seated, please. Permanecer sentados, por favor.
Hang on to them hats and glasses, because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Coming to you from Laughing Place Studios, welcome Disney adventurers and fans to your All Things Disney podcast, making your Disney experience more magical. You're listening to Disney with Daddy and Daughter.
Hi, I'm Terry.
And I'm Tana. He's my dad.
And she's my daughter. Welcome to the show, folks. It is Friday, April 21st, 2017, and you are listening to episode number 21 of Disney with Daddy and Daughter.
Yeah, you are.
21!
21!
We're legal!
We're having a party after this podcast.
We should go party after this one.
We're gonna go out.
Well, it's too early in the morning to go out.
I
just got up. I've just stretched.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
hey, folks.
It's a 21-year-old party somewhere. I think it's in a Disney park. Let's go. I'm free. Let's go. Let's go right now. Who's with us?
I do have the itch to go to the parks. I've kind of like, I'm only a couple weeks off though, so we'll take care of that itch.
My little brother Jason, who's producing the show today, is raising his hand too. He's free.
It's a family affair today.
And who else wants to come?
I've got a line for both of you too. You are never free, okay? I'm just going to say that right from the get-go.
Hey,
you two are never free.
Where else can you find us?
You can find us on the Matterhorn.
No.
I know. You can find us on our Facebook page, Disney with Daddy and Daughter. Also on iTunes, a great place to download our show.
Yeah.
Of course, our host site is podbean.com. If you'd like to download the app there, you can have it right on your phone. And as soon as our episodes show up, they show up on your phone as well.
Yeah, they do.
That's pretty cool. My co-host, Tana, how in the heck are you?
I am, I'm like super unbelievable.
Super unbelievable
super
today.
Super duper, super califragilistic, expialidocious.
It's going to be a singing show, I see, today. Don't worry, folks.
No.
I will not sing. Tana will, though. She likes to sing all the time.
I'm unbelievable.
Why are you
how are you?
Unbelievable? She's trying to dodge the question right away.
I am unbelievable because we have a super awesome show today.
Why do we have a super awesome show? Oh, I know why.
Why?
Because we have a giveaway.
We do.
It's giveaway time.
Totally.
You're going to announce that a little bit later, right?
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Okay. This is the way that we keep people engaged.
Don't worry, your pretty little Snow White loving heads. We were going to... But that's the expression. Don't worry, you're pretty little. Just whatever. We got a giveaway. It's going to be rad. You're going to get something cool. It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
I thought we were giving away a mug.
Well, it's kind of like
what's
a head.
Rad?
Well, it's okay.
I'm dating myself.
Well, me too. Rad is like a very old word. Never mind. Okay. We got a really cool, really hip, really, I don't know. Looking at my little brother, the producer, for something more relevant.
We need a relevant title, Jace.
We also need one of those neck cranes that kind of like pull us off stage.
That's called a cane.
A cane crane.
Those I know a lot about.
I bet we do.
Not really.
Hey, we're in rare form today. Can you tell it's going to be one of those mornings? It's going to be one of those Friday mornings, huh, Dad?
Birds are chirping away.
One of those early Friday mornings.
They're so noisy outside. Will you keep it down out there? We can hardly concentrate.
Jeez.
Hey, we got a cool... That's what we have, too. We have a cool topic. That's what I tried to say, and it just didn't really come out right.
All right, get with the program. We're gonna get with the program here.
Okay.
We have a cool topic. What is it?
I don't know. I forgot. But it's cool.
We're
going to talk about, and this is because we had one of our listeners ask this question, and Tana has been wanting to cover this for quite some time.
She keeps
bugging me. Every time I come up with an episode, she'll say, well, you know what we really should do? We should do, whatever. Nah. And then I just keep pushing it off and pushing it off. But because we had a listener also give us a message basically saying that she was going to Disneyland by herself for the first time, we thought we would do an episode on flying solo at the Disney parks.
Yes, I'm
and
super
so,
excited about this.
Yeah, Tana's done all kind of research for us, and I think I can... I've never been solo. Have you ever been solo to the park?
No, but actually, come to think of it, next month I'm going to be in the area, so maybe I will pop in.
Research!
I'm driving all the way from Palm Springs back up to the San Francisco area by myself.
Oh, it's a perfect reason to stop. It's right on the way.
You know, I think maybe I will.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So anyway, we've got some tips to share with you and some ideas that I think may enhance your travels as a solo person heading to the Disney parks. I think it actually warrants a trip.
Yeah.
Just to do.
Just to do it.
I would really be kind of curious to hear kind of like a post report if you do decide to stop into the park and do a solo day. I think it'd be kind of clever.
You know, I've done a lot of things this year, like, you know, going to movies on my own or like going to eat at restaurants by myself. I'm getting a little more adventurous this year. So, you know, especially since Disney is something I know kind of like the back of my hand, I think it'd be a great place to get used to, you know, spending some alone time and enjoying the things I like to do. Because, you know, half the time when we go with big groups anyways, we're going to get to this. But, you know, there's a lot to that. And there's
slow motion.
It's a lot.
That's all I can say with a big group.
Yeah.
It's rough.
I can't wait to go over all these points. Mostly because I helped put this together today.
When, as adults, or if you can call us adults, but when Mom and I get out, and we do the parks a lot by ourselves, just the two of us, we move around pretty quick. So I can kind of envision, even more so. Yeah, I'd be like, wow, crazy. So we'll cover that in the topic in just a little bit. But first, I've got a Disney hack.
I'm so excited that you do.
So if you head on down Main Street.
Okay.
In Disneyland.
I'll do that.
Disney World, too, for that matter.
Okay.
You'll notice some names in the upper windows on Disneyland's Main Street USA buildings, and they're emblazoned with all kinds of Walt Disney's biggest influences. Did you know that? All those names that you see?
You know,
I noticed
the names.
Those aren't just makeup names. Mm-hmm. Those are real folks.
What kind of folks?
Well, back in the day, from family members to business partners, these names serve as Walt Disney's subtle way of saying thanks. And so basically the names painted in the windows serve as credits for some of the many people who contributed in some manner to the parks when Disney was being built, Disneyland was being built. Yeah. So if you look at those names, that's what they're all about. Check this out. Typically they appear as fictional businesses such as realtors, dentists, etc., and often refer to a hobby or a development made by the person honored.
Real quick, you know the quick question I have later?
Yes.
It's right in line with your Disney hack.
Oh.
But
I did not know that.
I'll save that
for later. Share those things, those secrets back and forth.
They're secrets.
Secret. So anyway, just as an example, Bob Gurr, you might see his name in a window, right?
Okay.
He was a developer for most of the vehicles.
Oh.
In the park.
Got to thank that guy.
And so that's his subtle way. So, and here's one other little tidbit that I found was kind of interesting. According to Marty Schuyler, who is a Disney official.
Okay.
To add a name on a window today, there are three requirements. Do you know what those three are?
Oh, that's interesting. What?
Number one, you have to be retired.
Oh.
So they only will do it to retired cast members. Number two, only the highest level of service, respect, or achievement awards have been obtained.
The highest level.
And number three, agreement between top individual park management and Walt Disney Imagineering.
Okay, so like a double vote.
You got to be like...
You got to be the creme de la creme.
You got to be creme de la cheese.
Creme de la cheese.
Yeah, in order to get your name on the window. So it's a big deal. So anyway, that's my hack today.
Do you think you'll get your name on a window one day?
No.
Maybe they can make you like a dentist or something?
No.
No?
No, I don't think it's going to work.
You're not the creme de la cheese?
I am definitely not in this category of people that are featured on the Main Street.
They sound pretty fabulous.
Yeah, they're fabulous folks.
Pretty fabulous.
So I walk down Main Street. I get to the end of Main Street after looking at all the names up there. Mm-hmm. I find the little kiosk that serves Mickey bars. Grab one.
No way. You're going to have a Mickey bar?
I'm having a Mickey bar.
I'm going to have a Dole Whip.
Yeah, it's right around the corner there,
It's right around the corner.
Yeah, you might actually not have to eat cotton candy this week.
Where shall we enjoy it? That's a good question. Where will we enjoy our Mickey Bar and Dole Whip?
I am such a person that's on the move all the time that I'm walking with Mickey Bar.
But here's the thing. If you're alone, we're talking about solo Disney, you're going to have all this extra time. You might want to sit down and enjoy people watching
something.
No,
I'm still walking. I'm moving around.
He's all business. Business.
I got things to do.
Why
I got
sit
fast
and relax
passes.
When I could ride? Well, we'll talk about this.
Passes to grab and all kinds of good stuff.
Okay, so let's
good news time. What do you got?
I got good news.
I need some good news.
The first thing is... Imagination. Yes, we're talking about Fantasmic is going to return to the Rivers of America this summer at Disneyland.
Thank goodness it's been gone too long.
This time, though, it's enhanced with brand new scenes and effects. So one of the things that you'll notice is Mickey Mouse will be featured in more scenes than ever before. You can never have too much Mickey.
Nope.
And the show will highlight new moments from favorite films, including Aladdin, starring everyone's favorite genie. That'll be fun. Tangled, I think they're going to do something with the amazing cinematography of Tangled.
Good music. There's like, mm-hmm. Oh, maybe you'll get your lantern raises there. Yeah,
it's, you know, it's just so the cinematography in that movie is really great. And then The Lion King, one of your favorites. Love The Lion King. And I think, you know, we talked about this just for a moment of Peter Pan maybe coming out because Pirates of the Caribbean is coming in.
That's the rumor.
To the Fantasmic
Peter Pan
show.
Scene is gone.
They got the pirate ship, and so... So,
and it'll be like Captain Jack Sparrow now, right?
Yeah, I think that's the plan. That's what the plan is. Now, unfortunately, I do not have a release date for you because Disney has not, they may have decided one, but they haven't shared it with us. However, I do have a quote from a cast member named Drew who posted on the feed about the new Fantasmic saying, "I have been watching them go through the show quite a few times at night while I was working on the Columbia. And it's pretty cool." So we're going to take it from Drew and we're going to think that it's pretty cool and get pretty excited. And I'm also excited about one other thing that we mentioned. Our contest.
Oh, is it giveaway time?
Giveaway.
Yay!
For the poisoned apple sculptured mug from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. It's come to an end, our contest, and we do have a winner.
And this is in honor of our 20th episode, which is kind of a big mark for us. We mm-hmm. like to say that, you know, we're happy to do what we do. And 20, man, and
we,
20 episodes
are
right.
We like you guys a lot, and we want to give you stuff.
Stuff.
So take...
Let's give some stuff away.
We love stuff giving away. So 2 weeks ago, we posted a picture of the mug on our Facebook page and teased the giveaway. And last week during our podcast, we gave the instructions to win and it involved you getting a bit creative. So the first step was to visit our Disney with Daddy and Daughter Facebook page and find the post of a very cute little funny Snow White and mini Snow White lookalike that were very surprised to see each other. So you captioned the photo, shared it on your Facebook timeline, and then we knew what your comment was. So we had an overwhelming response to the different shares that people ended up posting out there. And we want to thank you for all your contributions. Everyone was so clever, funny and clever. And there was some real things that made us chuckle. And I think everybody else that was watching the feeds and commenting regularly, I think they got a chuckle out of it too. So, yeah.
And thanks to those shares, we got some new listeners out there. So welcome aboard.
Hey.
For all you new folks.
Welcome aboard.
Maybe you won the stuff.
And if you didn't, maybe you'll win stuff next time, because there's so much stuff.
Yeah.
So I wanted to give our top three in no particular order, okay, necessarily. Carol Lyons, "Mommy, Am I Looking in a Mirror of My Future?" Very cute, because this photo, by the way, is a mother holding a little girl, a little baby dressed as Snow White, looking at Snow White, and Snow White and her are both going, like with their mouth open. Really cute. So Caroline says, "Mommy, am I looking to a mirror of my future?" Very, very cute. I can see the baby saying that.
Yeah.
Very cute, especially since she was kind of talking to her mommy. And then Amy Zumani says, "Little Snow White says Dole Whip, and Big Snow White says Mickey Bar."
Clever.
I see what you're doing there. Flattery will get you everywhere.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And Amy was the one who won our Shanghai pin, so she's all over our contest. Everybody, she's the one to beat. Just kidding, Amy. we keep playing. And then who knows? You may have won. And then the third one that will be an honorable mention that we are going to be choosing of will be Dustin Griffith, and his quote was, "There is hope. I will have hair one day." Because the baby Snow White didn't have much hair, but the Snow White had, you know, beautiful chunky locks of that dark black hair. So we kind of took a vote from the three of us. We made a consensus that those were our favorite three. And we kind of just went with our favorite here. So drum roll, please. And the winner is Dustin Griffith. "There is hope. I will have a hair one day.
All the way from Tennessee.
Yeah, he's from Tennessee.
Yeah, he's from Tennessee.
All right, we'll send him some stuff.
You're getting some stuff sent to you, Dustin. Hopefully the mail service will not beat your mug up and it'll arrive in one piece.
We'll pack it real well. We'll pack it real well.
Hopefully it'll get there all in one piece.
Collector's edition. We got one job.
Yeah.
We got one job.
One job.
Two. We got to do the podcast too. But the packing of the poison apple mug is our second job.
And yeah.
We won't mess it up. We won't mess it up. We'll do good.
Won't mess it up. And hey, thank you folks for playing along with us and sharing our page. We really appreciate that. And we love doing giveaways, so we'll be doing more, right?
Yep. Yeah, we will.
When are we giving away the big Disney Cruise package? Is that coming?
Well,
it's... Oh, that's episode 2400. Somewhere around there, I think that's...
Oh, come on.
No? Sooner than that?
Sooner than that.
Okay, maybe sooner.
Sooner than that.
All right. Hey, I was thinking while you were talking about Fantasmic, you know, they extended... I thought I had read an article that was specifically saying that Fantasmic was going to be back for summer.
Oh, I know.
And I know that they've just extended the Electrical Light Parade. And I wonder if that has something to do with it. Maybe Fantasmic not quite ready? Maybe?
You know,
possibly? I don't know. But they're in testing, though. You had that one comment from the cast member.
Well, for such a production like that, I mean, goodness. You know what I mean? Electrical Light Parade, I can... It's just, you know, it's a very performance. You know, and it all has to coordinate and be... All the pieces have to come together just perfectly.
Well,
and I can see how that would just take
absolutely.
Some time.
I know for a fact that this is one thing that Tana and I totally agree on, that we love Fantasmic.
Oh,
It's like one of the best things that we've ever...
That's why we have it as the beginning of our
There
our
you
show.
Go. That's why. Yeah. But, you know, Disney World's Fantasmic is quite different. They've got a whole Pocahontas scene where Pocahontas is coming in on a canoe with her tribe mates.
Well, that's on a stage, so they have some different...
lighting's all different.
Mm-hmm. They have some different circumstances.
Yeah, it's quite a bit different.
Yeah.
But so you definitely want to check that out between the two. My favorite, though, of course, is at Disneyland. There's nothing like the one at Disneyland.
Yeah, we love
it. It's just awesome.
We love it.
Topic time. Let's talk about this. Flying solo at the parks.
Let's talk about me, myself, and I.
So what we did is we came up with about there's actually a lot of them, but we'll see if we can buzz through them real quick here and give you some advice, some things we think you might want to know.
Some of these I thought of, and some of these I did my research on a lot of different blogs and things like that, and we love when people are passionate about Disney like we do. And I just compiled a lot of my personal thoughts about what I was seeing repeat over and over on blogs and stuff. Some of these were not super obvious to me. You know,
let's just dive in. So number one, fly by the seat of your pants. What do you mean
by
that?
You know, it was like when you have a family or a group, you kind of like you have a plan, kind of like us, right? We go in, we get that fast pass for Space Mountain, and then we go, you know, do something else in Adventureland.
You gotta have a plan.
But the thing is when you fly by the seat of your pants, you don't... It's like you could have a plan, and then at one moment, if you think there's a better idea, you don't have to go convincing five family members that we're going to do something different, and everyone's all attached to the old plan. It's like, I'm throwing that out.
I couldn't agree more.
I'm going to do something else.
Yeah. Flexibility is your superpower.
Yep. Yeah, right? It really is.
I mean, you can do whatever you want.
Yep.
The speed that you want to do it in.
Yep.
Yeah, you've got some freedom, man.
Total flexibility.
Big time freedom.
So even if you do make a plan, you can be like, I don't want that plan anymore.
Absolutely.
I'm making
a
new plan.
So keep that in mind. Be very flexible. Number two, single rider lines. Absolutely.
Yes.
You want
Can't
to do single
about
rider, right?
The solo trip without the single rider line.
You're going to be a single rider.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact that I have stayed in line at, let's use Radiator Springs as an example. I've seen wait times there about an hour and a half long, but I've done single rider. And single rider was like 15 minutes.
Yep. Sometimes
so
you can
right
get
there.
It down to 5 minutes, too, on a good day.
Yeah. So, and just since we're trying to help out a person who is going to Disneyland, we just thought we would jot down some of the single rider attractions.
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea.
So, in any particular order we have them here? Well, we'll just read them off. The Matterhorn has single rider. Splash Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Over at DCA, you've got the Grizzly River Run, if you care to get soaking wet.
I hate it.
California Screamin'. Radiator Springs, of course, is a single rider, and Goofy's Sky School, all in DCA. Oh, and one other Toy Story Mania also has single rider now
just,
as well.
That's just, you know, Anaheim alone.
That's just Anaheim, right?
Yeah, when we're talking, you know, all the multiple parks at Disney World or other parks, there's just lots of opportunities.
There is. So single rider, make sure you take advantage of that. Do not, along the same lines with the single rider, don't forget that you still have capabilities to use FastPass. And so work that into your advantage as well. If you really want to see attractions, you may still have to be waiting in line because, you know, not all of the attractions are single rider and you can just zip through. Take advantage of the fast passes too. You can do that, right?
And you're the boss. You want to ride something six times? You go ahead and ride it six times.
Over and over and over.
It's not somebody else's favorite. Good thing you left him at home.
Teacups.
Ride that thing.
Just
over.
Do the teacups.
Teacups. Over
five,
and over.
Six, seven
and over.
Times.
Or Tiki Room. Over and over and over. What do you think?
No.
Go on Small World until you know every single language.
I love the Tiki Room, but that would be a little excessive. Six or seven times in a row?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No? I could, you know, get some serious Dole Whip in during that time.
You could definitely do that.
Hey, right,
how about parades and fireworks? You're viewing.
Oh, money. Yes.
So instead of moving the family of four or five around and trying to find that perfect spot so everybody can see, you're solo. You spot up. You're in a good spot for fireworks, let's say, around the castle.
Yep.
Guess what? Somebody big in front. Oh, no. Okay. You just slide over and move.
It's like you don't have to wait. You don't have to. You know that whole thing you do with your family when you lay out the blankets and you sit and the kids are falling asleep. Or the parades. And it's like, hey, you know, you stand on this side of the line. You get a curve. It's like you could just, no matter what. Oh, the parade's going on. Let me just slip in. Cool. Watch the parade. Okay. Now time to use my fast pass or whatever you want to do next. It's
freedom is your friend.
Freedom is your friend.
We watched a fun video while we were doing a little bit of research for this by a young man named Casey Bryant, who
was
a YouTube blogger. And he gave us the great idea of, you know, social media is your friend.
Yeah.
Going solo in the park. So make a trip movie.
I love this idea because, you know me, I'm always making little movies on my iMovie app or, you know, I also make serious, you know, movies on big programs on the computer, but you don't always need that for vacation stuff.
No.
You're shooting on your iPhone. iPhones have iMovie. You can download that for free. Other Android apps have other apps, but, you know, take little video clips.
Put it together.
From your trip and put it together. And you know what I liked about Casey's is he like had a little story. He had a little story. So it was like, hey, I'm getting here to Disneyland. It's my first trip by myself.
It was his birthday coming up, right?
Oh, and his birthday. Yeah, he's talking to the camera. And by the end of the trip, he's saying, okay, it's time for me to leave. I hope you enjoyed my trip. And it's like, you know, you're talking to your phone because no one's there. And that's sometimes better than a complaining person.
True. Very true.
You know?
So we'll post up a link on our Facebook page so that you can check out Casey's video.
I think he did that just a little while ago, but it's still totally relevant.
Yeah, I think it was
totally fun. We got a kick out of it.
It was over a year ago, but that's okay. It was a cute video.
Kudos,
I really liked
Casey.
It. Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. Along those lines, what do you think about, you know, Facebook Live is like.
Oh, yeah. I know you love the Periscope, too.
Periscope is
ways to interact with your friends and family back home. And for Periscope, you know, also strangers.
Yeah.
Who are just looking up. You know, how many times have we watched World of Color?
I do it all the time.
Or Fantasmic
from Periscope.
Or Fantasmic's been less because it hasn't been on for a while, but definitely World of Color or any of the Illuminations or whatever, and we're watching on Periscope, you know, strangers that we don't know, but they're kind of broadcasting it from their phone, and we're like, oh great, we'll watch Illuminations tonight from our living room.
But even
in
just
California.
I'm amazed at how many people will actually go into the park and throw up their Facebook or Periscope feed.
Mm-hmm.
I usually see it in Periscope because anybody can view that. And they just walk along and they chat with you and, you know, they're happy to do it. So it's a way of kind of communicating in a different format, of course, than having somebody right next to you. But you're not alone in the park. People will love tuning in to your Periscope feed if you're in one of the parks.
Yep. Do you remember who was tuning in to a World of Color feed?
Oh, gosh.
Do you remember
this?
We were watching World of Color. There was only like, our producer Jason's going to remember this, but there was only like 20 people watching. And one of the people that was watching was the official account of...
I can't remember who it was.
None other than Lana Del Rey.
Lana Del Rey. That's right. That's right.
And so Lana Del Rey, she was kind of quiet. She didn't get involved much because I don't think she wanted to cause too much attention. But someone was like, does everyone know here that Lana Del Rey is watching World of Color with us? And so everyone was like, hi, Lana. Hi, Lana.
Yeah, that was
so
pretty neat.
So she's a World of Color fan. Yeah. So, if
so who
you're,
knows?
If
Lana
you're
may
also,
tune into you, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. She's like, good. You never know who's like going to be joining with you. A lot of Disney fans out there.
But social media. Definitely social media. With today's phones, man, you could do so much with them.
Great. And you know, Instagram. Or do you remember that one time we did Instagram photos? We took pictures at all these different little places. And we were like, where are we now?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Where are we now?
Yeah.
This is before we had a podcast. We just had a little Instagram account. And what happened was for the person who guessed the most times, see, we were meant to give stuff away. For the person who guessed the most times correctly of where we were after giving just little sample photos, something very, you know, inconspicuous, we gave him
a Jungle Cruise spear or something.
We gave him a Disney Starbucks card. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Our friend Danielle.
Yeah.
But make a fun time of it. Videos, pictures, bring a phone charger. You know, one of those.
Or two.
Or one of those little, you know, packs that you can kind of plug in, because that'll help you if this is really something you're interested in and really like knocking out of the park while you're there.
Yeah. Next one. Revel in your selfishness.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Be selfish.
Go shopping.
I love being selfish.
I'm going to shop now.
I'm gonna do anything I want right now.
I don't have to wait for the scheduled potty break for all five of us to go potty at the same time. I need to go now.
Go now.
I'm going now.
Do it now.
In fact, I'm going to go again.
Yep, go again.
Yeah, you just do your own thing, right?
You know, I want a caramel apple.
Go get two of them.
I'm going to get, you know.
Share one with people around you.
No one I'm with cares.
Yeah, heck no. Do your own thing. So revel in your selfishness.
Now,
what are some other
ways you can be selfish? For me, it would be maybe sleeping in and staying there late. Because when we go on big family trips and we have the kids, sometimes it's hard. Well, I won't say that now because they're a little older. But, you know, my nieces and nephews. But, you know, it can be, I assume, difficult with children that can't stay up late. You know, without it being kind of difficult, and maybe you can't sleep late, so you're thinking, or be there late, so you're thinking, oh, we got to get there early. You know what I mean? Or heck, if I want to show up at 2 p.m. and then I want to leave at 9, and I did the whole park, it's like, do it. You know, you just be selfish.
Or how about bouncing back and forth between the two parks and Disney and DCA?
Oh yeah,
right. You could do that too.
What else do you want to do? What would you do? How would you be selfish?
I enjoy moving around quickly and seeing different things.
Yeah.
And like if I was like, so for instance, if I was on Main Street, I could probably go in and out of every single one of those stores in less than 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And probably buy a couple of things too.
Yeah. And like canvas the whole
thing.
Like
you've
seen it.
Yeah. Wouldn't take me long. You know, when I'm shopping with mom, oh my goodness. I mean, love her dearly, but man, it takes forever to get through the shops. It takes forever. Mm-hmm. Me, yep. I'm like a shark when I shop.
Hunt and attack.
I move quick, I attack, and then I'm out.
And you don't have to wait for nobody because you're being selfish.
Yeah, that's something that I think I would do. How about not being afraid to meet other travelers?
Yeah, I've heard about this. I have a lot of friends who use this a little more when they are living in LA, but not only limited to this. You can go to websites that basically kind of like meetup sites where you can kind of make friends beforehand, whatever your comfort level is, age-wise, you know, gender-wise, whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter. You can kind of say, hey, this is when I'll be there. I'd love to hang out with this stranger or whatever, and make friends. And you can totally do that. It's totally fun. People are into it.
I can see that. Yeah, it's almost like meet and greets and things like that.
Yeah. And I have a friend who lives in LA near in Anaheim near Disneyland, and he he does online dating, and he takes his
dates. First date to Disneyland.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
he
really?
He's done first dates to Disneyland all the time.
That's a great idea.
Yep, and it's great way to get to know someone.
So maybe we should do a show on that.
Yeah. Or maybe when I go there by myself, I'll find a date.
There you go. Maybe that'll work. How about, this is a great one you're going to love. How about eat what you want whenever you want it?
Yep.
Huh?
You don't want to eat dinner? You just want to eat crap? Eat crap. You want to eat a good, good,
can we say
good
crap on this show?
Can you?
I just did. Sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Oops.
How yeah, but, selfish of me.
But
I was reveling in my selfishness.
I'm thinking about, what about reservations? You may not even need reservations for
Well, that's one of the things that's right? on the list, too, because if you are going to make reservations for one, you can get them a lot easier and quicker. So yeah. if you were like, you know what? I was going to have me a corn dog, which is delicious, but I want to go to the Blue Bayou and have a Monte Cristo and I want to sit there
do
with my
all.
Rolls and enjoy the pirate smelling water. Then you can do that and just be like, hi, reservation for one. And then you could walk by all these families of 12 and be like, oh, bye.
Bye.
I'm reveling in my selfishness.
I'm reveling once again.
And yeah, so.
Something that you probably only do with children, but you definitely could take advantage by yourself, and that would be character visits.
Yeah.
Take advantage of seeing the characters, yeah. right?
And you know what I think is super fun about doing this? I've seen people go and do trips by themselves. And have you ever seen like a photo album or an Instagram feed when people are doing this?
Yeah.
But when they go and visit each character.
And all the pictures of the individual characters. Yeah.
They like pose appropriately to who the character is, right?
Uh-huh.
So like I had somebody who brought Tinkerbell a thimble. And like was holding it up and she was like, oh, you know, and like it just, you know, put some thought into it. This could be a really fun thing for
Very
you.
Very clever.
Especially if you're doing social media because it's, you know, picture related. But this could be really, really fun. And no one's going to stand in front of you or block you because there's no one else there.
Nobody there.
You're going to get that beautiful mug right in the shot. It's going to be awesome.
How about exploring? And making it a point to try finding something new, some new experience, something that you've never done before.
Because when you're with a big group, you kind of want to like do what you know works and not, you know what I mean? Like you can't afford to lose time when you're losing time a lot by coordinating big groups. You know what I mean?
Well, new things are always fun to find. I think the trap that a lot of us fall into, the people that go to Disney time and time again, which is just about almost everybody, it seems like, we fall into the same trap of experiencing it with our children or with grandchildren or with people that are going with us for the first time or if haven't been there in a while.
Yeah.
You tend to show them the things that you always know, right? You're always doing the same type of things. And how cool is it to find something brand new and you go, oh, wow, that's amazing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So find a new experience. I think that's a big one.
That's super cool.
I think so.
I like that.
What about chatting it up with the cast members?
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
They're willing to speak to just about anybody.
They are.
I mean, some of them are pretty busy and you can't, you know, pull them aside from what their duties are.
Plenty of them chat with you, though.
But there's plenty out there.
Yeah.
Find easy for me to say, a street sweeper.
Yeah.
Find one of those guys and
talk
to them. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
That's one of the best positions in Disney.
Yeah.
They love.
I really like some of the handlers of characters, too. You know, the people who are standing by with the character, if they're not like super, super overly busy, you can kind of ask them about the history of that character or, you know, what times are the characters out and, you know, when did they get their first role as a character handler? You know what I mean? Like they're really friendly because they're just standing
what's
there.
What's the funniest story? You know, what's the funniest thing you've ever seen? You know, they've seen some.
Seen
just about everything, right?
Yeah. And this is, you know, when we talk about Maynard, this is what we're talking about. Developing relationships with some of the cast members is really fun.
Cast member Maynard.
Yeah. And do you remember we got a caricature right around the time that we started doing our podcast and we had the gal that drew it. We connected with her outside of there and she found our podcast and our Facebook page or whatever. And now she's our friend. So, you know, I'm not saying they're going to give you their telephone number, but you can develop relationships with some of these people if you're going back over and because some of them do stay in the same roles. You know what I mean? The caricature people obviously in the same roles,
right. Right.
So, you know, strike up a conversation.
What about, here's something that I've never done. I don't know if you've done this either, but take a guided tour.
I'm not big
on that.
You ever
taken a guided tour?
No, maybe I will.
Would you do
that
as a solo?
Yeah.
Would you?
Sure.
What
Especially
would be the
with
advantage?
All that extra time.
What would be the advantage of a...
Just getting some group energy a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, staying around. I find if I would be kind of ungrounded or having any anxiety moments where I'm just like totally being...
I need to speak to somebody.
You know what I mean? Maybe I can get to a group and like just stare at the same faces for like an hour and then just kind of like relax and feel grounded. I don't know. Is that weird to say? But I don't know.
Not at all.
I think it would be very grounding, very fun. And with all that extra time you have, I think why not? And it's also kind of like the exploring something new for me too.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. I think so.
Why not?
I don't know if I would go with a, I don't know. It's kind of hard to say. I've never done it, so I don't know. I don't know if
but that's the thing.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if I would get into the feeling of, man, I really am kind of lonely. I don't think I would.
But that's
personally.
Not why you would have to. I mean, just because true, I mentioned true. That was maybe one of my reasons, I don't think you would. I mean, it's kind of like the exploring something new. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get in, get out. If you don't like it, leave the group. You don't
yeah,
have
true.
To coordinate. You don't have to be awkward. Just leave, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah. I hope you do try it one day.
I will try it.
Or if we go together and you want to try it, we can do it.
Honestly, when I'm traveling with your mother and it's just the two of us, we feel like, you know, we're so connected that we can just move around. We know
yeah.
the game. We know how to yeah. get around. So I kind of get a feeling, but it's not completely solo.
Yeah.
I know it's
yeah.
Do
we have more?
There's a few more. How about treat yourself?
Oh, treat yourself.
And by that, I mean, you head to Disney World. Why not get a Disney World resort? You know, stay at a resort.
That's
rather
true.
Than,
because if
you're
a big
family,
like when we go with our family, we've
got
a lot of
rooms.
We've got a lot of adults, right? Different families
expensive.
Within families, and it can be expensive. It's hard for everybody to afford to stay at a resort all the time. But when you're by yourself, you know what else? If you like have a jacket that you want, or heaven forbid, you find a tiara that you really
oh,
like.
Oh no!
You know, it's like just treat yourself. 2017, treat yourself. Yeah, do it. You know,
no
that's
comment.
From, that's
no
a,
comment
that's
on
from
that.
The office.
Oh, okay.
Treat yourself.
But back along those lines of treat yourself, how about the different times of year where there's Mickey's Not So Scary, there's
Merry
Christmas parties, things like that.
Things that cost extra
what
tickets.
What about a spa treatment if
I'm
you're
in
Disney World?
I'm free.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big winner.
And there's what?
Or here's something that we've done, too, as a group. And I remember Dad footing the bill for this. It was not cheap. But
yeah.
we took surfing lessons at Typhoon Lagoon one
yeah.
year. We all did that. Jason's pumping his fist over here because we were able to all surf. But it wasn't cheap. But
yeah.
if you did it solo, okay, maybe not so much to swallow, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, maybe you can afford to splurge a little on the little things that you care about.
The first thing that comes to my mind at Disneyland is splurging on dinner.
Yeah.
And if you were to feed a family of four at the Blue Bayou,
yeah,
it's pretty pricey.
Yeah, so you might not go.
If it's one person, you're by yourself, maybe it's not so bad, right?
Yeah, I'll take the 5-course meal.
Yeah, yeah, I'll eat for my family that's
not here.
Yeah,
I'll take one of every dessert.
Yeah, so.
Just boxes to go.
Yeah, anything else you can think of off the top of your head? I think the most important
thing.
Oh,
one more thing.
Okay.
I think you could go anytime.
Any time of the year?
Anytime. Because, you know, coordinating different people.
Oh, true.
The,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
schedules.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we have a hard time. You know, kids are in school and, you know, everyone's got to work and they're coming from different areas sometimes. And like me, I know I'm going to be down there in May. And if I'm not coordinating with anyone else, maybe I'll just drop by. Who knows? I don't even have to decide until that day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so maybe there's something to that as well. That wasn't on the list, but
I think
it occurs
the
to
biggest
me.
Thing that kind of really just blares out at me is like, you don't really have to have a plan.
No.
You know,
fly
you
by the seat of your pants,
go
right?
Go do your thing.
Don't
You're
have a
flying solo.
Don't have a plan or have one and then just throw it out if you want.
Throw it out and just do what you think. And don't forget to just kind of breathe and take in everything
yeah.
that's going on there. I think that's the most important thing. Just look at your surroundings. Man, you're at Disneyland. That's the best place to be.
And
or you're at Disney
exactly.
World.
Exactly. And
know?
Another honorable mention is I know a lot of people really love to people watch. And I think that
true.
Would be
that is true.
A real
find a bench, right?
Meditative people watching kind of situation. You know, just kind of like savor. Smelling the roses.
I'm a little guilty of that myself. I do like to do that.
Yeah, people watch. Yeah, it's
yeah.
it's fun. You
it's
know,
fun.
It's fun.
Yeah,
it's like reality TV.
Reality TV. So hopefully we help you a little bit about taking that bold trip, being single, and heading out to Disney. I think it would be a fun thing. And of course, if we have one of our listeners that's actually going, so hopefully we'll hear some feedback on that. If you go, give us some feedback. And if you've ever done a single solo trip. Hit us up on Facebook and share your story with us
especially
and just let us know how it was.
If you took a picture on a ride, you can just put like emojis over the other people's heads and then you could be like you riding with
you could be pretty creative
riding
with
like a kissy face and an alien face and like a you
perfect.
Know what I mean? A hard eye face.
Yeah, coming down
you
Splash
know?
Mountain and having your only on the your mug
we
is
have
the only
some photos. Actually, right. I just want to give a shout out to the Craigs from YoHoDisney.com.
Okay.
Because one of the blogs I was looking at And I think I took one of the ideas and kind of made it my own from his site. But he, and they're so cute. The whole family has a Disney site. Lots of cool information there. So check them out. YoHoDisney.com, the Craigs. But Matt is the father, and he's got a couple funny photos of him writing like Splash Mountain or Space Mountain or, you know, and he's got the little emoji heads over the other people in the car.
Oh, that's funny.
Because it's just him and his group, you know, he's a solo. And so I want to thank a lot of people who have put their information out there.
Good stuff. That's funny.
Shared some insights. So
good stuff. Hey, I got a would you rather.
Hey, I hope.
Are you ready for this week's would you rather?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. This is an easy one. Would you rather visit Club 33 or Walt's apartment above the firehouse? Oh, Tana's eyes are so big right now. She's like,
well, Club 33
I thought this was
going to
be easy. Yeah, there's food involved with that. But
you know, I have to say that I think Walt's apartment is more exclusive.
Very exclusive.
Because Club 33 may happen one day. You know what I mean? Just another way. Mm-hmm.
I've been there.
Yeah. And I'm going to go Walt's apartment.
You're going to go Walt's apartment.
I am, because I think it's more exclusive and it's magical.
It is magical. I would, not because I've been to Club 33, but I would also pick the apartment. I think that would be quite something to
see. That is very magical.
Very magical.
Because that's magical.
Very magical. Yeah. How about some hidden Mickeys? Got some hidden Mickeys for us?
Yeah, I do. I've got some hidden Mickeys. Okay, so the first one is at, I wonder if this is also the Walt Disney World parks. I know for sure it's Disneyland and the Disney California Adventure parks. But at the main gate, you can find a classic Mickey cutout hidden behind each of the entrance plaza turnstiles. It's like a little speaker. And guess what sound it makes? Cue entrance. No.
Oh, it's not that one? Oh, is it the...
It's this. Ready? Cue entrance. You know what's better than hearing it once? Hearing it three times. One, two, three.
You are terrible.
Just in case you haven't heard it,
terrible.
We're gonna play it again. There it is.
All right, that's enough of that. No more.
All right. No more. So we'll post this picture on our Facebook page. Just a really nice one to get. You know, it's kind of kid.
Let me see that picture.
Kid hype. It's on the back side of the turnstiles. Oh. Where the So that's Disneyland,
that
Disney California Adventure, right there on the turnstiles. And
it looks like
could
a speaker
also
almost.
Be, it is a speaker.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's
oh,
a
so
speaker.
Okay. Yeah.
Hello.
Hence no.
Entrance.
Don't you
okay,
dare.
I
don't
won't.
You dare.
I won't.
Don't you
okay.
Dare.
So yeah, that's fun. As soon as you get in the park, start it out with a hidden Mickey and
there
let
you go.
The games begin.
I like it.
The second one is also really amazing. It's in the Disney California Adventure in the Pacific Wharf area at the Bodine Bakery, and the tour is just in case you haven't done the tour, it's an interesting educational walkthrough with a working bread bakery, and while you're there you can enjoy eating our next hidden Mickey, because it is
what?
A Mickey Mouse sourdough bread head.
Oh yeah.
Do you know the
absolutely.
Sourdough bread head?
Yeah, they're huge too.
They are huge.
Yeah.
You know, if you had one of these in your backpack, you wouldn't go hungry all day.
That would be
just grab like a handful of two or butter from the
bring some peanut butter and jelly and have the world's largest.
Seriously, I
Mickey
think one trip I
DB&J.
Actually did run out of money, and I shop a little bit. Shop,
seriously,
shop. And not I was it was getting low, and I'm like, okay, we've spent enough money here, but we happen to have one of these Mickey heads, and so it was like, do we need to stop or can we just keep eating the Mickey head? And we're like, nah, we'll just skip dinner. We'll just
that'll
eat
feed
the
a
Mickey.
Small country.
No, seriously, it
yeah,
was,
seriously.
It, we were eating that thing for two full days, skipping snacks because of this Mickey head. And
that
we're
bread is
happy
really
to do
good.
It because it was delicious.
Yeah, it's really good.
So yeah, those are always delicious.
They are.
And I have a quick question for you.
I've got a quick answer.
Do you? Disney's Hollywood Studios has names on the windows of the streets of America. Kind of like what you were sharing with the Disney hack.
Okay.
My question for you is, who are they a tribute to? I have four possibilities, okay?
Oh, boy.
A is Imagineers. B is Frontier Explorers.
No.
C is Golden Age Actors.
Oh, I'm supposed to let people play
along
with us. Sorry.
And D is former Mouseketeers. So we're talking about Disney's Hollywood studios having names on the windows of the streets of America. Mm-hmm. Who are they tribute to? A, Imagineers, B, Frontier Explorers, C, Golden Age Actors, or D, former Mouseketeers?
I'm looking at Jason, and both of us agree that it's either one, A, or four, which is D.
A.
He said one or four. It's actually A or D, I'm thinking. Are we right there? Have we eliminated two of the possibilities? We got it right? It's either A or D. It's either A or D.
Tana's, you sure about that?
I'm positive. So Imagineers would make sense.
You want to
phone
a friend?
That kind of ties in with the Disneyland thing. But I could see them doing Mouseketeers as well.
Hollywood, Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Right. But now that you're trying to talk me out of that.
I'm just saying.
You're totally trying to talk me out of it. I am going to say A, Imagineers, final answer.
Yep, you're right. Very good.
Know your daughter. You could just kind of talk her right through that. And she helped me out just by bringing that little clue in.
Whatever.
That's fantastic.
Not that I was trying.
That's a good one. I did not know that. I haven't really paid attention to that. We're going to go, we may not, we're heading down to the world in a couple of weeks here, and I may not pop into Hollywood Studios. We may not have enough time.
Oh.
So I was going to look for that, but this summer, we're taking a trip in summer too, so we'll check those out.
Yeah.
Definitely check them out.
Maybe you should go back and do it as a single visit.
There you go. Let's just do it again.
Single visit.
I like it. Single
go
visit.
Back, go back just by yourself.
Fly and go and come back.
Yep. And that's just about it for our show today. But we're not stopping this crazy train. Oh, no. We're not stopping before we
celebrate.
What kind of style?
We celebrate very merry unbirthdays.
Very merry unbirthday. Hey, producer Jason, I heard it was your unbirthday.
It is his unbirthday today.
Oh my gosh,
the same thing.
Very
merry unbirthday to you, Jason.
You know what's kind of weird is I think you share an unbirthday with our father. Hey, Dad, is this true?
It's my unbirthday today too.
Oh my gosh.
Whoop, whoop.
It would be even weirder if it was me and
guess
Mom
what?
And John's very merry unbirthday.
I believe it is all
oh
of your
my
very merry unbirthdays as well.
Isn't
very
that
merry unbirthday
incredible?
To you, Tana.
Hey, and we want to also wish a very merry unbirthday to Jason and Nicolette, Christina Marino, Jen Lugo, Stacy Drody, Soria Peterson, and that YouTube blogger we know and love now, Casey Bryant. It's not your
birthday. To you.
It's not your birthday.
It's not your birthday. It's your
unbirthday. Very merry unbirthday to you. And that was fun.
That was fun.
Anything you'd like to add, Dad?
Yeah, I want to take a solo trip now.
I think I'm going to do it.
Just for the heck of
it. I think I'm going to do it. If I can scrounge up a Disney tick. I'm a Disney ticket. I'm going to go.
How about if we can all just go together and then
and
we'll
just
take
not
one
pay
day.
Just be I don't know you.
We'll take one day and everybody just does their own thing. Like you get up when you want, you leave the hotel when
you
want.
Do you think
Mom
would really leave you?
No.
No, she'd be like, honey.
Probably not.
Ride this with me. My mom's adorable.
I have fun with Mom. We have a blast.
Jason
That's
and
why
I could probably do it.
As you know, as adults, we enjoy
John would
going
be
to
with
the park
his
by
kids
ourselves.
Naturally, because his kids are wonderful.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But it doesn't discourage me from not trying it solo. Yeah. I would definitely do it. If you had, well, let's put it this way: if your choices were, I'm not going to Disneyland, or I'm going to go to Disneyland by myself. I think all three of us here would agree.
Hands down,
we would
go
to Disneyland, right?
Yep.
So I think it's worth a shot. I think it's worth doing. And listeners out there, if you do it, let us know. We really are interested and curious about that.
Yeah. You know what? I think a lot of people are going to be all hyped up and wanting to go now because that's the way I feel after even
Disney
just,
is going to see a spike in individual ticket sales for some reason.
Just even me after talking about this topic and having this be the podcast today, like I'm ready. Like sign me up. I feel like I've spent the day at a skydiving drop zone and I'm like, okay, I'm finally ready. I can do it. You know, I feel pumped.
Feel pumped.
Pumped.
One other thing I was going to add is, you know, we did start a Spotify music channel.
Yeah, we did.
On Spotify, of course. And you can find the link on Facebook.
We'll
repost that.
Do you know what song
we
should add?
Hooga Shaka.
No.
Oh, no, that was wrong episode.
All by myself.
Oh, is that, that's kind of a
it's
Disney.
It's actually, they say don't want to be, but I want to be
all we're gonna change the words
by
to,
myself.
Well, I'm sure. Okay, we got to think real quick. Can anybody think of just a solo song that anybody has done in Disney?
Solo Come on, song. What, have we done? Solo. What about We Had a Fantasmic track?
What about A Whole New World?
A Whole New World.
See, there you go. That's like first time. You've never done it before,
I've
right?
I've got no one to bother me.
I can do anything.
I can eat all I want.
Wait in any line.
Yeah.
I don't really care what... obviously, we're not songwriters, so we should probably just stay away from that.
Yeah, yeah. But we'll add it to the Spotify.
A Whole New World. I like that one. We can add that to Spotify. So check that out. Disney with Daddy and Daughter. If you have a Spotify account, you can find it that way, too. Or we'll send you the link. The link will be on the Facebook page.
Yep.
We'll repost that up so you can get to it. All right?
Sounds good.
And, of course, we'll take suggestions to put on that list as well. If you got some favorite Disney songs that you'd like to include, we'll put it on there.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll Sounds good.
I've been working on the Spotify list. It's got about 12 or 13 songs on there now. Yeah. Some of the That's fun stuff. Good. You know which one I'm really trying to find and I can't find it? It's a song from Epcot from Future World, right near where the big water fountain is. Can't find the darn thing. There's a song that's always playing in there, and I cannot find it anywhere. It's driving
we'll
me
find
crazy.
It. We'll
I
find
can
it.
Find it on YouTube, but I just don't know if there's a way to get a YouTube song onto Spotify. So.
Yeah.
But anyway,
We'll figure it out.
Hey, let's get out of here, shall we?
Okay.
We want to thank you for tuning in to Disney with Daddy and Daughter. Be sure to find us on our Facebook page. Just type in our show name, send us your pics, your stories, your questions, and let us know when your unbirthday is so we can celebrate. Remember, you can also find us on iTunes. You can also email us at DisneyWithDaddyAndDaughter@gmail.com. And also remember, it's a great big beautiful tomorrow, so we'll see you next time. Until then, from the happiest podcast on earth and from our family to yours,
make every day magical.
Magical indeed. Love you too, Tanner.
But
I'm
not taking you to Disneyland with me.
You're not? You're going to go solo.
Yeah, but I love you.
All right, love you too. Solo!
Bye-bye!
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream.